This is Kevin Emmett bringing you Colin Sanson's report on the guest speaker's presentation at U3A Todmorden's members' meeting on Thursday, the 16th of November. The speaker was Dave Calverley, a retired teacher and lecturer, and his talk was entitled Numbers. After introducing himself, Dave told us that in his teaching career in numbers and other aspects of maths, he had the time to involve his classes with exercises to engage them in learning the subject to a high standard. Our members found out what he meant, as his presentation involved much audience participation throughout. Our first test was to count from the number 1 upwards on a slide with 50 or more other numbers for around 30 seconds. Most of the audience had counted around 8 to 10. Dave said that he expected this, as most people have what is known as a digit span of 7 numbers. We then joined in a game involving a number from 1 to 10. With 5 stages of adding, multiplying and subtraction of other numbers, we ended up with the first number we thought of. This was one of the discoveries from a man called Leonardo of Pisa, also known as Fibonacci, a mathematician in the 13th century who was familiar to a fair proportion of us who had heard of the Fibonacci sequence. Examples of the sequence appear in nature, art and architecture dating back thousands of years, such as the Parthenon and the Taj Mahal. He was also instrumental in converting much of Europe and other parts of the world to adopt the Indian numerals of 1 to 9, replacing the, still used up until then, Roman numerals. Dave described the calculations made by Fibonacci, which brought about his identifying the sequence. A pair of rabbits in a field produced another pair. After a month, the original pair and their offspring produced another pair each. None of these imaginary rabbits died, and so each pair would keep reproducing, and the total number increased exponentially. The totals each month after some time all included the same numbers. The number 1.61803 is better known as the golden ratio, and frequently appears in art, including classical music, architecture, and natural sciences. The Fibonacci sequence is widely used today in engineering applications, including computer data structures, sorting algorithms, architectural and financial engineering, and audio compression. Human beings are subject to the sequence too. Each have, or at least started off with, one thumb on each hand, two bones in each thumb, three bones in each finger, five digits on each hand, and eight fingers in total. 1, 2, 3, 5, 8. There was more to see though, as Dave described how to use the first few numbers in the sequence, 0, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8 and 13, creating a spiral shape. This shape would continue to grow and develop as more numbers from the sequence were added, and will continue to do so as all of our imaginary pairs of rabbits are still alive. But as well as the perhaps overwhelming amount of numbers produced in the sequence, there are other aspects to the spiral that it produces. The shapes and curves of the spiral appears frequently in the plant life of our planet. Dave showed examples in pictures of cauliflowers and sunflowers and told us that the same spiral shapes have appeared in pictures of the galaxies in outer space. Moving away from Fibonacci, Dave had another slightly mind-boggling story lined up for us, again from many years ago, about a board game. The inventor of chess presented the game to his king, who asked what reward he could give in return. The inventor, sometimes referred to as the wise man, asked for a grain of rice on the first of the 64 squares of the board, and for twice that amount the next day, and the same thing for the whole of the 64 squares on the board. Again, Dave involved the audience by asking us to suggest how many grains of rice might be on the 64th square of the board at the end of the process. After hearing our perhaps tentative suggestions, he provided the answer, basing it on the length of all the pieces of rice on the 64th being laid end to end, it would take over 4.5 light years to travel the distance. As to the actual number of grains of rice, there would be over 2 billion times as many as those on the first 32 squares of the chessboard. His next topic was more familiar to us, mentioning the Egyptian pyramids and Pythagoras, preceded by a live demonstration with the help of one or two of our members and a piece of rope. With three sides of the rope measuring 3, 4, and 5 feet, a right-angled triangle was made, as first demonstrated by Pythagoras in the 5th or 6th century BC. The base of the Great Pyramid of Giza was laid out using this type of triangle for its four sides, which were built to a height of 150 metres. The measurements of the longest and shortest sides differed only by very little, which showed how accurately the pyramid had been planned and built, along with the effectiveness of using the 3-4-5 triangle technique. We heard about other aspects of numbers and symbols and the equals sign. Although mathematics and numbers has featured in our life for thousands of years, the now familiar equals sign started being used about 700 years ago. Up until then, words signifying or meaning equality, such as equalis and equentor, or the shortened AEQ, would be used. The actual equals sign was invented by a man called Robert Ricord, who went to Oxford University at the age of 14, taught maths at Oxford 7 years later, and also obtained a degree in medicine. When asked about how he came to invent the symbol, he said, "No two things can be more similar." Robert Ricord went on to become the controller of the Bristol Mint, but was accused of treason after refusing to divert money to troops who were dealing with a rebellion in the southwest of the country. He survived this incident, but had made an enemy, who subsequently made another accusation, which led to Ricord being confined to a debtor's prison after losing a libel suit, where he died. Dave is a volunteer for the Canal and River Trust, working on the Standage Canal near Huddersfield. It features the longest canal tunnel in England, and members of the public can travel through it. A safety tunnel runs alongside, and there are passages called davits between the two tunnels. He found that there are two with a number 14. This linked into the subject of lucky and unlucky numbers, and the many superstitions that surrounded them. Other examples, such as hotels, which don't have a 13th floor, and not having 13 people sitting down at the same table. The presentation concluded with Dave again mentioning the importance and value of encouraging young people to enjoy learning about numbers, before answering questions from the audience and a vote of thanks for his memorable talk.